Hello, my lovely friends. Welcome to another nightcap. We've got Reverend Master stopping in with y'all and finally staying long on a... And This Fool's Life is here. Hello, everyone. Black Cat is also here and not cranky tonight. Good. I'm glad you're in a better mood. Yeah, we have an interesting topic for later today. It's kind of wild. King Dinosaur stopping in with a good evening, good evening, everyone. Remaster has been passing out right around 4 hours before my start time. Well, here's a PSA for you. It's about to get worse because for those of you who live in states where they adjust for daylight savings time, the show is about to get later for you because right now it is 9 o'clock, and so whatever time it is now there for you, it's going to be an hour later once the fucking clocks switch over. So I have like a cut on my head, so that's going to get even crappier. It will go from an 11 p.m. nightcap to a midnight nightcap. King Dinosaur says, oh, yeah, that shit fucking shit. Yeah, dude, I agree. And as much as I would love to do the show at 8, it's too early. I can't do it. So I understand if the schedules get slimmer and if some of you can't make it, I get it, of course. As I've always said, you can catch the podcast version of the show that's available pretty much anywhere that you listen to podcasts. That reminds me. I was going to try and see if the video upload portion for that works. Haven't tried it yet. Meow the cat, the catto, is here and awake with good wishes and, of course, a support lurk while he's waking up, and hope I don't mind when he just pops by for good wishes. He barely has any free time for himself. Of course I don't mind. I love seeing your hellos, just like I love seeing Meow the Cat. If you are a Discord person, I'm not really a Discord person. If you're on Discord and you support Meow the Cat, Meow the Cat sends you these loving, heartwarming, just wholesome as hell messages thanking people for the support when he gets to the end of the month. And he always says and wonders if they're annoying to people, but I don't think it's annoying at all. I think, as a matter of fact, it would be nice if more people did some stuff like that. So, Meow the Cat, you're never annoying. It's always good to see you. So yeah, here's a cheers to Meow the Cat. Krista is here listening, but not in a talkative mood, but loves us all. Well, Krista, good to see you. I'm glad you're here and hanging out with us. Even if you're not in a talkative mood, take a deep breath. Just relax. Just relax. Ooh, cheers with an energy drink. I'm going to ask you, what energy drink? What flavor, brand? I miss energy drinks, I'm not going to lie. I could go for a good energy drink. The stream that we did on Monday, I don't know what happened, but man, I started feeling really fucked up near the end of that episode. I don't know if it was a combination of getting off cold medicine and medicines or what it was, but started to get like sweaty. My stomach was turning in knots and I felt all weird. It was kind of fucked up. It was not good.
Flavor? I'm hungry, you know.
All Meow the Cat's favorites are ruined. So it's cult with blueberry cake. Cake? blueberry cake. That sounds delicious. Only annoyed if it's spam, because one channel got an account that posted an NSF Discord link and like every channel could. No, he sends it to you like directly. If you're like a support or whatever, he sends it to you as like a little DM. It's nice. It's very nice. Yeah, the bald power is out of whack. It's way out of whack. The bald power was just fucking jacked up. Didn't sleep great yesterday, so I feel like it's something maybe with the medicines and adjusting to all that, plus the cold medicine. I don't know what. But, yeah. I'm feeling a little off this week in that regard. But a little bit better today. Although, as always, and of course. Wait, Meowth Cat says, so compared to his old favorites. And hope you'll feel more like myself soon. What were some of your old favorites? I know you got to go. And if you can't respond, you just be like, gotta go. And then you can just cat, crab walk, arch back. Do you know what I mean when I say the arch back, crab walk? Do the arch back, the originals. Like Monster? And I liked Bang. The Bang energy drinks were delicious. The grape one? Mm. Dynamite and Cult original tastes. See, I don't know if I'm familiar with these Cult energy drinks. Medverskigerdirkt. Let's look at this. Look, we're going to check this out super quick. Monster, the only one. Then the Dr. Pepper one, the purple one. Black Cat says,
I ain't doing those things. It made me feel weird. I stick to coffee.
Because there's a lot of caffeine and a lot of shit in those. But here, this place is ranking them. They have Proper Wild, a plant-based energy shot. I don't like the energy shot ones. They make my stomach feel gross. VPX Bang Energy. I love the Bang Energy drinks. Those are fucking quality. Not loaded with sugar. They don't put dye in them. And here's Celsius. Tired of ultra sugary cough syrup flavored energy drinks? Celsius has the answer. A light seltzer-like sparkling energy drink with 200 milligrams of caffeine alongside guarana and green tea extract. For either an afternoon pick-me-up or a fat oxidation accelerator, it's the perfect reimagining of the energy drink. Here's 5-Hour Energy. To me, 5-Hour Energy sucks. Every time I drink those, I get like diarrhea and gas and just, oh, ugh. And then there's this Zip Fizz. I think that's like a Costco thing. Or they give them out at Costco or something. I've not had those. Hey, dude, 5-Hour does taste like Garbo. It tastes like if you took a dumpster and you tilted it on the side and you drained out some of the dumpster juice. That's what 5-Hour Energy fucking tastes like. These NOS drinks are pretty solid. I've had those. Red Bull tastes like bull piss. That's nothing new. The Rockstar Sugar Free. Those are all right. There's the classic, Monster. I've not had Amp Energy. There's very little in the way of B vitamins. It's also flavored with sugar, so you're going to get a good sugar rush. Good news if you're doing a 50-mile bike ride, but bad news if you're sitting at your desk. Well, that was a little dive down the energy drink trail, interestingly enough. A Danish energy drink. Interesting. I had no clue. King Dinosaur drank those briefly until he actually looked at the ingredients. I don't necessarily think you want to be drinking them all the time. I know a lot of people do. I also know that some people swear that because of all the B vitamins, they get sick less. I don't know what that's doing to your kidneys and your liver and all the rest of that, but Reverend Man says right now working on a Dryder merchant that's supposed to show up right on the first session of this dungeon that the party is stuck in. What is a Dryder? Just stick to coffee? Yeah, I mean, you kind of can't go wrong with coffee. Other than the pee, it's constant peeing. You've taken sublingual B12 in emergencies? Like what kind of emergency? Black Hat drinks them for the taste. Almost 90% of the people who work at receptions drink energy drinks. So you like the taste of those even more than just like other either sodas or whatever? Like that's kind of interesting. Some of the Bang energy drinks, I love the taste of those. But man, if you're not looking to get amped up, cranked up, maybe not the best drink. It's an elf that got turned into a spider tour. Sounds like kind of a wicked creature. I'm surprised I didn't can remember that. An I'm tired emergency? Got it. Only for the taste. I tried something like 60 of them. Only 10 are okay and 2 that you liked. I know how choosy you are about things. So what I would love is I would love a Meow the Cat energy drink breakdown / endorsement list of the ones that you think are the best and have the best taste. I'd be interested in that. That would be reading that I would enjoy a lot. You want my heart to give out? No, I don't want your heart to give out. I mean, you already tried them. You can't remember back which ones you liked and didn't like. There's one called cocaine. I don't think it ever had actual cocaine in it. But it had something in it where it was like, it kind of burns your mouth a little bit. It's wild. A lot of sugar in those. I had a period of time where I was trying a bunch of energy drinks. And some of the ones that I liked the most were the CVS generic brand energy drinks. They had a sugar-free one. I don't know if it was called like Viper or something. It just had like a generic spider thing on it. And the flavor was good. It was kind of crisp. It was nice. Why is everyone so tired is the real problem. Yeah, work and life. I wouldn't be tired if I could just like nap with a cat and read a book and just walk in a field and look at flowers. I mean, I might be tired, but it would be like a nice tired. It wouldn't be a level tired. Yeah, and the fluorescent lights. Never done drugs, but I like playing up the horror stuff, even though horror does nothing for me. But it does. It does do something for you. Clearly, you like the creativity and fun of the monsters and the creatures. Horror really doesn't scare me much at all. I like it for the creativity. So I would argue, yes, it does do something for you. I was lucky enough to spend some time in the dark, Black Cat says. This office I work at, I leave the lights off in my little office room. I'll turn the lights on out in the office. We have like a sub office, and then I have kind of like a side little private kind of office. Leave the light off in there and just turn on some Christmas tree lights, because I fucking hate those places where it's all just brightly super overlit in there. Like, talk about eye headaches, fatigue, and everything. Like, ugh. Causes my players pain, so I like to cause player pain to my players. No comment. By the way, given the Nightbot post there, Mr. King Dinosaur, how is your book coming? How is your book coming? I'm still chomping at the bit for that. Yeah, we have a crazy fucking story tonight. I'm excited for this. Too much glare on the screen, Black Cat says. You know, they have the glare protectors, and I mean, that's where sometimes I wear those blue glasses. But the fluorescent lights. And they use the cheapest, shittiest fluorescent bulbs that they can buy. And they put them in there. And it's not like they put enough in to just be able to see stuff. It's like each one of them is like a double or quad bulb ballast. And they're like 2 to 3 feet apart. So it's just the most overly brightly fluorescent lit shithole. Oh. But looking for a certain angle reference since she's coming down head first. Yeah, she is. It's a source of frustration, King Dinosaur says. The book is completely ready, but it can't get the cover quite right. Gonna try one more thing, and then I might just have to say good enough. But man, I hate to do that. Have you tried getting either some potential opinions from Black Cat's Poppy or some of the other writers that are whatever on Twitter? Maybe you're overthinking it. I know like a good cover is like great and whatever, but maybe you're just being ultra hard on yourself with it. I get that that's like a particular thing. I 1000% get it. One of my favorite covers for a book was for the book The Fungus, which was just a black, pure black cover, and in orange letters just said The Fungus. And that totally grabbed me because I'm like, well, something stark and bleak about that. You know, it's like Spinal Tap. You know, it's like some of the ones that have like the super awesome, crazy, whatever pictures. I'm like, okay. And then I read 3 pages. I'm like, this book's fucking garbo. Not Greta Garbo. Garbo. Airplanes. Well, it's a format thing. The art is stellar. I just can't get it to fit the template correctly. Ah. Well, best of luck with that. But I'm going to be over here chomping to get my hands on that son of a bitch. And then you're going to get your ass on the show and we're going to talk about writing and books and all that stuff. It's going to happen. And maybe we'll do some narration because Lord knows I haven't worked on my crappy story since like the last time I read shit. So yeah, I'm going to pawn that off on you. Believe me, it will be a relief to get it out. If you can get that set, what I'm going to do is I'm going to buy several copies of that book and I'm going to go to that Terror Trader place. And if you're okay with it, give out a few copies of that book so that they can be there and on the shelf or whatever. And maybe get some spread around and talk to some people there about that, because that place gets a surprising amount of traffic. Surprising amount of traffic. That would rule, brother. Done. When it is in print and available, we're gonna do it. We're gonna do it. Worked on fancy magazine covers like Ocean Drive magazine, but I don't have the loop on how software works anymore.
I just cut pictures out of a magazine, and I use mucilage. Because mucilage is a consistency of mucus, and I like it. And I like the little rubber nipple on it, and you do a little dab-dab move, and then it's so slimy,
and it's bumpy, and it's bumpy, and it doesn't really glue very well. What the fuck is up with that glue? The glue's fucking trash. They should have just called it doesn't work in a bottle. I loved that bending nipple. Why do I see? I know you guys too. I know some of you too much at this point. Mucilage is a thick, gooey substance produced by nearly all plants and some microorganisms. Dude, it's snot. I'm telling you, it's fucking snot. Mucilage is edible. It is used in medicine as it relieves irritation of mucous membranes by forming a protective film. It is known to act as a soluble or viscous dietary fiber that thickens the fecal mass, an example being the consumption of fiber supplements containing psyllium husk seeds. Traditionally, marshmallows are made from the extract of the mucilaginous root of the marshmallow plant, the inner bark of the slippery elm. Mm. A North American tree species has long been used as a demulcent in cough medicine. Mucilage mixed with water has been used as a glue, especially for bonding paper items such as labels, postage stamps, and envelope flaps. Differing types and varying strengths of mucilage can be used for other adhesive applications, including gluing labels to metal cans, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I feel like the glue never worked. Marine mucilage, also known as sea snot. I didn't make that up. That's on Wikipedia, so it's got to be real. Do any of the rest of you people know what we talk about when we talk about this mucilage glue?
A rubber nipple on it.
I'm trying to find the one that we used to always have. It wasn't LePage's. It was like this one. Here. It was like this. It's like this one. See the little nipple on the top? Kraft mucilage. Yeah, it's like brown. And then the little nipple, you like... boop, 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 boop. I just thought that stuff sucked. Didn't glue worth a shit. All clover mucilage. It's all sorts of mucilage. Let's get some mucilage. I think for Halloween this year, I'm just going to give out some mucilage. Let's blow my nose in a fucking Kleenex and be like, here. Oh, look at the strongest mucilage. H.C. Stevens. Strongest mucilage. Oh, boy. Golden gum mucilage. This was the one right here that we almost always had. It was this Elmer's mucilage. Look at that rubber nipply thing. Looks like somebody stuck it up their crusty asshole. Dries fast, strong and clear, except none of these things. Somebody bought it at Woolworth. Just tried to move your screen to the bottle, you remember? All right, which one was it? Which one was it? I'll go slow. It's probably around here somewhere. So here, watch what I can do. I'll help you. Is it this one? This one right here? See the little... wee wee wee. That's a small picture. Here's a bigger picture. Grip spreader. Mucilage. Looks like maple syrup. Dare you to buy some and eat it.
Help my bowels. Anyway, I feel sick. I just ate a bunch of old salad and mucilage.
Yeah, grip spreader. Oh. Get that grip spreader in there. Mm. Like how you ended up on mucilage glue. That just was not anywhere that I thought we were going to go tonight, but you know, It's fun. Cheers to crappy kids' glue and all of the messes that we made. Who here tried to eat some paste? I tried to eat some paste. It's fucking gross.
All stuff is made from horse hooves.
Yeah, dude, it's the classic, when the horse ain't running anymore, it's time to send it to the glue factory. This fool's life ate it. I think King Dinosaur ate it, because he did a cheers. Why is everyone so tired? It's from the paste! It was from the paste! You like to chew in the hot glue stuff? The hot glue sticks? Black Hat did. Used to make your...
I did. I used to make my own at home and ate it.
Hey, what are you doing? Making some glue?
No, it's dinner.
How did you snort it? It's like a wet, gooey, goopy... I don't know why, but I remember art class. I have this image in my head of this kid. I believe his name was Daniel Peters. And I remember him trying to get this art project finished. And I don't know if he was like a 70-year-old man in a 8-year-old's body or what, but he was like very like shaky. He's trying to glue this thing. The guy was just getting paste all over the place. Just made an absolute paste bomb. It's like, well, that's why you're having such trouble. Because it's like all sticking to your hands. You got fucking paste all over them. Wild times. Cornstarch was an ingredient. Cornstarch and horse hoof. Oh, for your paste. Feeling famished? Need some things that require an adhesive touch? Well, stop by Black Cat's Diner, where each meal is made out of a combination of paste. Well, and that's all. You're eating paste. Stop by for our flavored pastes. We have snake, pig, peppermint, spearmint, and shoe. With all of our delicious pastes, you get a free spreader and rubber nipple, only to be used with Black Cat Poppy mucilage. Did ever use old-fashioned wallpaper paste? Used to love to make noise with it. No, I think that was, I maybe have a remembrance of wallpaper paste, but that's been so long. Make noises with it, like squishing it around your hands? Or would you like put it in your mouth and be like, I see. Well, podcast listeners, we're about to take a brief break. When we're going to come back, we're going to share a wild story. It's a wild story. International news. The shit we're going to share is fucking insane. It's fucking crazy. Damn, there's a video I was going to share. Let's see if I can find this. No, that's not it. No, that's not it. I want that. That's gross. I still cannot find the Nip 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 Nipples Man remix. I wish I could find it. I am cursing and kicking myself. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I might know where it's at. No. Damn it. Damn it. How did I lose that? How did I fucking lose it? It sucks. Sucks that. I hate that guy. You might not be, well, maybe, you'll maybe be a little outraged. Rivermaster found his Dryder reference, but she's too human below. Oh, she got that. She got that. Something, something down below. It's horrible, but you like how he likes to torture you. I mean, yeah, there's a little, you know, because we occasionally also have stuff like this.
What's the news?
I wasn't sure if I had to fart, but I did, and I shit myself.
Oh my god!
Are you serious?
I am serious.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding. There was shit everywhere, and not only ruined my underwear, it also ruined my pants.
Or stuff like this.
One of the librarians and my assistant, Gloria, over here said that he walked by and kind of got an odor of shit. I don't know if you had shit in your pants by chance or...
No, I may have passed gas, but I thought it was kind of maybe poo-poo.
Did you make a poo-poo?
No.
Would you be able to do a squat to make sure that it...
Absolutely.
No poop comes out?
Nothing. I even have small underwear on.
So it would trap the poop in there if...
You would not.
If you promise you didn't shit your pants.
I'm positive.
One of the...
Or
it's always great when the mascots and cheerleaders get together. Whoa! Engulfed.
Engulfed. Guy passed you and left a noxious trail. Ew, maybe he shit himself.
Like nice thighs and not a spider carapace.
You had me at nice thighs. All right, we're going to get into this mess. This made international news. And this is only a few miles away from where I know people in Michigan, but I'll size this down a little bit so it's bigger and more easily viewable for you guys. But there is a vape store. Okay. Explosion at vape supplier kills teen, flings gas canisters up to a mile. This just fucking happened, I think, a day or two ago. Explosions at a building that sold vape pens and other supplies sent gas canisters flying as far as a mile, killing a 19-year-old local official said. The man, who's not yet publicly identified, was standing at a car wash about a quarter of a mile away from the explosion in Clinton Township, Michigan, when he was struck by airborne shrapnel from one of the canisters that officials said were illegally stored. It basically was a war zone. You had shrapnel going off everywhere you looked, said Tim Duncan, Clinton Township's fire chief, at a news conference Tuesday afternoon. Firefighters were still collecting debris from a huge radius, he said. Earlier, he said some 50 to 60 firefighters had responded to the fire that broke out shortly before 9 p.m. on Monday. One firefighter was injured after a canister smashed through a fire engine's window. The explosions were so loud that Duncan said he could hear them from his home over 7 miles away. The fire chief said that continuous blasts prevented firefighters from getting too close. You could see the amount of fire just coursing in the sky, and the explosions were actually shaking the car. There was that much going on. City officials said Tuesday that they were still investigating the exact cause of the blast and fire, including which event triggered the other. They said the burned-out facility had housed two businesses: Goo Smoke Shop, a tobacco store that sold vapes, and Select Distributors, a wholesale outlet that sold gases and supplies for vaping. Officials said the building was not permitted to store explosive materials on site. They were not allowed to have these canisters. They were illegally in that building. According to the website, the canisters contain butane, nitrous oxide, and lighter fluid, measuring up to 18 inches in size and weighing up to 15 pounds each. These things are dangerous, Cannon said, warning residents not to approach any canisters found strewn across the wide debris field. There are containers that are still exploding. Not very many, but it's still dangerous. They literally received a truckload of butane within the past week, and they still had over half of that left. So this is what you're seeing strewn throughout the area. Police said the site's owner and employees were undergoing questioning and cooperating with an ongoing investigation. According to police, the facility's owner said the building had also contained around 100,000 vape pens at the time of the blast. Corey Gaddis told Detroit News that he was driving nearby when he heard multiple explosions on Monday evening. The next thing we heard was boom. We thought it was car door slamming until we saw debris flying and looked back and saw a fire. It felt like the ground was shaking and I could feel the heat. Another witness driving nearby, Kevin Fester, told the local outlet that he saw hundreds of pieces of metal shrapnel scattered across the suburban area that ranged inside from the equivalent of a spray can to the size of a car's steering wheel. It was heavy stuff and it was all charred black. I guarantee you, if that came flying through the air any velocity at all, it would just shatter your head like nothing. Duncan, the fire chief, said it was miraculous that more people weren't hurt by the canisters, which emergency workers continued to discover Tuesday, a mile from the explosion site, embedded in buildings and roofs. If that thing's coming, it's going to hit you in the face and the chest, somewhere on the body, you're going to suffer some severe consequences. Someone was looking out for us, that's all I'm going to say. So here's a bit of some video from that. So let's check that out. Jesus. Look at that fireball. So this story made international news. A friend of mine that told me about this, his wife works with somebody in Japan, and they heard about this in Japan. This poor dude, he's hit by a canister. So they were illegally storing all this stuff, and this explosion just absolutely was devastating. Let's take a look at this.
Cordoning off the area. Once again, you know, broken record. Please stay away. We don't want anybody getting hurt. And we'll be back there tomorrow to hopefully get the investigation underway with all personnel to get to start to look into this situation.
For a point of clarity, is your department in the lead? Is ATF in the lead?
So we will still remain in the lead. They are always coming in as an assist. So they're, like I said, they're gracious enough to come in and give us their experience. We do interact with the state numerous times, even on, you know, basic house fires, because they're always learning. They're bringing some of their people in. It's always a turnover of personnel, so any chance they get to learn, they're helping out.
Look at all that debris.
It's nice. Sometimes we'll get nearby communities that will bring their personnel over on site. With some of the newer dogs that are trained to do this kind of thing. So, you know, it's definitely a good outreach, great from a regional perspective that we get all this help. Like I said, one department cannot do this on their own.
Just fucking out of control. So this business was apparently inspected in 2022. Without those tanks, it didn't have the issue. That's really the core of it. There's also an allowable quantity that they should have stored. In addition to canisters, butane, lithium batteries, switchblades, and knives that had flown through the air were found. It's hard to estimate how much products was inside the building that shouldn't have been, because a lot of it blew up and is now strewn around the township. Holy shit. So they worked all night and into the morning on Tuesday. Fires were still smoldering, clearing debris from the roadways and area parking lots. you'll see some of these products where the actual top is blown off and the canister went up like a missile. Then you have the other ones that blew up in place and then came over. So you're seeing a variety of canisters and ones that were totally blown apart, basically shrapnel going through the air. So that poor kid that sounded like he was just a wholesome kid ended up getting killed. That's super unfortunate. This firefighter was also injured from the glass shrapnel. So lucky, large intersection where this happened has a gas station, hardware store, and a building to an automotive supply. At least three ladder trucks with snorkel apparatus platforms. Nozzles were pouring water as more firefighters wielded hoses and gear on the ground. They're trying to approach it, and obviously with the explosions, there was no way that we could do that. No drinking water issues or air quality concerns after hazmat team assessed the zone, but urged residents to stay clear of the area as authorities investigate further. We'll give it some additional time to see if we have any more explosions. We're going to probably bring a piece of apparatus to help with some of the additional suppression, involve the ATF, and then once we get that clear, we'll get our people on site and start digging through. It's still too unstable, too unsafe for our people to get over the seam, so we have to bring another engine over to suppress the smoke and stuff going on. So obviously safety is crucial for our people. So this was a major, major fucking explosion. And yeah, people heard about it apparently, again, internationally. You can see here, just searching for vape and explosion. It's all over the place. All the big major news outlets picked this up. The guy who owns that building is rightfully and hopefully fucked for storing all of that shit over there. People were apparently complaining that this warehouse, this building this guy had, he was storing all sorts of other shit in there that he shouldn't have been. I don't know if at times there were boats or whatever else, but the guy was clearly housing stuff that he shouldn't have been. You know, Michigan being my hometown, Metro Detroit area, my hometown, pisses me off hearing stuff about like that. It was the same as the guy who had the hexavalent chromium that was leaking out of this pit that he poured toxic waste into. Just despicable, absolutely despicable. And yeah, nobody thinks a disaster is going to happen until it does. And you got somebody killed. I'm surprised more people weren't killed or injured by that. That is that much of a disaster. So anyway, vape pens. There's apparently not the only danger of just the vaping, but apparently if you also have a warehouse full of explosive materials and you set up a fucking nuke bomb, bad times. Whew. Yeah, they banned clove cigarettes, but it's okay for those things. I get it. It's ridiculous. Yeah, I mean, I have no love for the ATF. However, when shit like that happens, I'm like, yeah, dude, bring in the three-letter agencies and bury that guy and make sure he never owns or operates a business ever again, because what the fuck? Black Hat says, I don't know what format the art is or what software, but can you bring it to a full version of Photoshop and size accordingly? You just have to be careful. I have a couple of ideas, King Dinosaur says. Thank you. King Dinosaur, I can also potentially help with that if you need help. I've got image editing software and whatnot. So if you need any help or assistance, let me know. We'll get your cover done. Right? So... yeah, that the first thing that I thought when I heard the story was there was a gas exchange, like pipeline, that exploded, I don't know, some 30 years or something ago over there, and shot columns of fire into the sky. My initial thought was, oh man, I wonder if it was that same place that had something that happened that caused another gas explosion. No, as it turns out, it's the goo vape shop causing shit to explode like that. And like the other scary part about that is you drive around, you look at all these businesses and industrial buildings and whatever. And I just thought to myself, who knows what the fuck is in all of those? You know what they're supposed to have or whatever in there, but who knows what shit they have in there stored improperly or leaking or ready to explode or detonate or whatever. And man, bombs and explosions and shit like that go off. You really don't have much of a chance to run. Like, it's going to go boom and you're going to be in pieces. So terrifying. I'm glad more people weren't hurt. But yeah, that was kind of shocking to me. Black Hat says, I have no sympathy for lazy owners that put employees and neighbors in danger. Cheers to that. That's fucking awful. Yikes. Now, as we're looking around, I mean, because Reverend Master's all in and up and about this, apparently this is the thing that he's looking at and or for. So let's size this up a little bit. So here's the critters and creatures that Reverend Master is looking at. They're like these half spider monster looking things. Oh, there's an adorable one. Here, I like this one. She's kind of hot. All sorts of different designs. Here's one that's definitely more goopy looking. This Fool's Life says, my friend has some Dryder minis. Ah, you could just send a couple to Reverend Master. Let him borrow. I mean, here's one that's like anime looking pixie dream girl shit. Come on, what is this? Bunny ears? That one looks ridiculous. Oh, see, that's a good one. See, I feel like that one's pretty solid. It's got a mix of queenly spider, but then her nails and legs and everything else are all fucking cool looking. Need to make a doll with moving parts for a hanging pose, probably. Just start collecting spider parts, and then you can use some mucilage, and you can glue those spider parts together and make yourself your own Dryder. See, we brought all of the aspects of this episode back together. And then when you're done with that, you can relax with a nice vape and chill. Yeah. See? Black Hat says, I think I have a big spider bite, as a matter of fact. Actually, I hope it's a spider bite. I don't know what else is running around here. I mean, depending on the spider, you don't necessarily want it to be a spider bite. But on the other hand, yeah, I hope it's not some mystery rat monster critter. Oh, that one's pretty sick. That's a design that I haven't necessarily seen, where she looks like a harvestman, daddy long legs looking spider. That's pretty cool. It's pretty cool artwork. See, I couldn't draw anything like this. Oh, come on. That was a better resolution than they fucked it up. Dryders and spiders. Here's the Drow Spider Queen. The fang puncture holes are about a quarter of an inch apart. That's scary. That would have to be one hell of a spider, I feel like. Maybe fell in a pricker bush. Were you by any pricker bushes? That's kind of a cool little mini. So, yeah, we have a few minutes left. I don't know if there's anything anyone else wants to talk about. Probably a little too late to start a Mr. Wizard episode. But if there's any goofy movie subjects you want to quickly call up on YouTube or anything else you wish to rap, vent, or discuss, go right ahead. because otherwise that's going to do it for a week, quick week. Again, I got put on a massively complicated high-pressure project at this place I work at, so I'm a little nervous and worried about that, but don't really know how else to handle it other than through. So we got that going on. There's a little motorcycle show meetup thing that I'm going to go to tomorrow. You got the daylight savings time. Time changeover happened this weekend. So again, watch out for the time change for next week's episodes. You might want to keep an eye on the Twitch notifications for that. And yeah, that's it. It's a man, it's another week in the bag. Oh, it could have been a vampire. It could have been like a tiny little mini vampire. Black Cat says they have confidence in you. If anything, that's what made me feel good about it. Was the manager guy was like, he's like, I was going to give you some other smaller projects, but honestly, the other projects that I've given you since you've started here, you've just absolutely knocked out of the park. So we this is something the company really needs. So I think we're just going to have you do this. So a vote of confidence and made me feel great. But in the same token, it's like, critical to the business and deals with shit with radio stations being on the air. So if you fuck this up, it's a big problem. Reverend Master needs to buy stuff for making donut style cakes and maybe add cream cheese. Oh, that sounds good. Oh, that sounds real good. King Dinosaur says, that's awesome. You'll crush it. I hope so. And I mean, it is cool. It is cool to think about. Yeah, shit that I did. Like, that's going to be in radio stations with them running this on the air programs. I sat in for some training today while a guy was working a mixer for a live baseball game. So it was actually kind of behind the scenes watching the advertisements and the highlight clips being made and potting the sound up and down and everything else. So I mean, that was kind of cool. Rivermaster, but I'd rather make something for the dinner than going out and getting something. I made another delicious Instapot slop, and my idea of taking it outside to let the steam out absolutely was the critical move. The steam that comes out of that
smells,
but then it just smells your house up for several days because you've basically permeated your house with food steam. So yeah, taking that outside and releasing the steam vent, it's kind of a pro move, really kind of helped reduce the amount of the lingering odors. Black Cat says, now I'm visualizing a rat vampire. A rat vampire, you say? There you go. Some rat vampire like this.
Whee.
There's a vampire rat. Wasn't there there was a vampire rat in Evil Dead? Or no, not Evil Dead. Dead Alive. Sorry. There was a... Look at it. That's from Dusk Till Dawn. Here you go. This is what bit you. This thing. This one right here. I like this one the best. You don't like this? You don't like this? I would have thought you would have loved this.
Yeah, I like him.
That's it. That's what bit me. It bit me. I want to get the direct link to it. There. There's a rat vampire. Vampire rat. I feel like I should take that and make it one of my channel emotes. But it's not really related to me. So maybe I'm not. Maybe I shouldn't do that. But yeah, little vampire rat. That's totally what got you. Has to be. I mean, here's this. That's kind of adorable. Hans My Hedgehog Illustrations, an ode to the rats I've loved. That sounds like creepy furry porn shit. I want none of that. Here you go. This is the one that got you. This right here. 1,000%. This is it. This is the one that got you. It's that one. You can print that out and put it on your wall. And say,
I see you now. Now that I know you, you can't come and bite me anymore.
The old rat pyre. Wow, smorgasbord of content today. Driders, rat vampires, mucilage, eating paste, vape explosions, Instapot steam. What else should we talk about? What else should we talk about? We got so many things. It's crazy. Let's finish our drinks. And to call that another episode in the bag. And we talked about daylight savings time too. Beware. So that's going to do it. As we say at the end of all of our episodes, stay safe, keep the faith, and all of that good shit. Make sure you get yourselves some rest. And thank you so much to everybody that stopped by today. We had Reverend Master 88, Black Cat's Poppy, Krista, This Fool's Life, King Dinosaur 69, and Meow the Cat all hanging out, keeping us company. So thank you very much for that. It's always a pleasure to see you. And we'll see you again soon, okay? Don't know if there'll be game streams this weekend. I know I always say that, but you never know. So sometimes I do some late night stuff. So you know, if you're hanging around bored at night, come by and watch some slaughter. All right, it's going to do it. Farewell to you all, folks. Let's go ahead and see if we've got anyone who's around to raid over to who might need a little bit of company. Let's see. Every time you go to this other little raid panel, it doesn't show you everybody who's online. And that drives me slightly nuts. But let's go say hello to... Let's see who's around. We'll go see Mr. Chicken Doodle. We haven't raided Mr. Chicken Doodle in a little while. So we'll go say hello to him. Not quite sure what this game is that he's playing. But we'll go say hello to him. Make sure this loads up. And as soon as this countdown is done, we are going to go. All right. That's it, everybody. Love you. See you again next time.